From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for May 19, 2026. For a city not known for its art, Las Vegas seems to be displaying a lot of it, especially of late. Over the past few months, both the City of Las Vegas and Clark County's public art programs have debuted multiple outdoor sculptures and murals, most of them by local artists. It's no surprise that municipal entities fund so much public art, and it has traditionally been funded by government. But these days, public art is defined more by its accessibility than who's funding it. Perhaps the most visited public artwork in Southern Nevada, Ugo Rondinone's Seven Magic Mountains near Jean, is privately funded, despite being on land overseen by the Bureau of Land Management. Meanwhile, the Jerez Law Firm and Psionic Artworks Consulting Company have turned a downtown commercial billboard into a rotating showcase for Las Vegas artists, making a sly statement about the glut of attorney advertisements around town. In a recent discussion on KNPR's State of Nevada, Psionic owner and cultural anthropologist Brian Paco Alvarez, artist Luis Varela Rico, and City of Las Vegas public art manager Laura Aguiar Machado acknowledged the importance of local art in giving both Las Vegas and its creators a sense of identity. Hear the full story by KNPR's Mike Pravat at knpr.org. A coalition of 24 states and the District of Columbia filed a lawsuit in federal court Tuesday challenging a Trump administration rule that limits access to federal student loans for borrowers earning a graduate degree in several popular healthcare-related fields. Higher education is expensive, and our healthcare system is already under immense strain, New York Attorney General Letitia James said in a statement. This rule will shut talented people out of critical professions and leave communities with fewer healthcare providers they desperately need. At issue is a pair of complex changes that, taken together, drew the ire of the American Nurses Association and triggered Tuesday's lawsuit. First, Republicans passed new limits on graduate student loans as part of last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act. The law does not change limits for undergraduate borrowers, including those attending undergraduate nursing programs, but it dramatically scales back how much graduate students can borrow. Previously, grad students could borrow up to the cost of their program, but the new limits cap annual borrowing for most at $20,500, with a total limit of $100,000. These limits are legal if controversial. Nevada, Arizona, California, North Carolina, and Kentucky are among the states that joined the lawsuit, which focuses on a rule that essentially outlines an exemption to the limits. Read the full story by NPR's Corey Turner at knpr.org. A new study finds that climate change has increased the number of fire weather days in our region, according to reporting by the Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez. Fire weather days occur when a combination of hot, dry, and windy conditions linger for at least 2 hours in a given day. Since 1973, those days have risen significantly in many counties across the Mountain West. Caitlin Trudeau is an applied climate scientist with Climate Central. She said the fire season in many places is lasting longer, and when fires do ignite, they're often more intense. There's some places that now see two more months of fire weather conditions each year compared to the 70s, and that's two more additional months, Trudeau emphasized. It's important to acknowledge that the fires we're seeing now are very, very different fires. They're much larger now, they burn faster, hotter, they're more destructive, and they're much harder to get a handle on. The increase in fire weather days is especially dramatic in Arizona, Nevada, and New Mexico. Much of Colorado and parts of Utah, Wyoming, and Idaho also saw significant increases. Such days not only heighten the risk for wildfires, they can also trigger power shutoffs and unhealthy air quality. A new publication examining artifacts from the Gill Crease Ranch site in Clark County is now available online for the public to see. It's part of the Las Vegas Science and Natural History Museum's Sin City Scholar Series, encompassing the first comprehensive archaeological analysis of the artifacts from the excavation. The publication offers new insights into early human presence in southern Nevada and human interactions with Ice Age megafauna. The artifacts are currently on display in the museum's Geology and Ice Age Mammals Gallery. Through July 15th, the City of Las Vegas is giving people an opportunity to pay qualified parking tickets with donations of school supplies. The opportunity applies to tickets issued between May 1st and June 15th. Supplies donated to the program will go to the nonprofit Public Education Foundation. Purchase receipts for donations are required, and those with tickets can purchase supplies online and have them delivered to the Parking Services office with their citation numbers in the notes section of the delivery. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.